بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته ونهجه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. In today's session we will discuss the biography of a very great, influential and vigorous scholar of Islam who is the seal of the four mujtahideen of this ummah, none other than Abu Abdullah Al-Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal al-Shaybani rahimahullahu rahmatan wasi'a, who throughout the annals of history has been venerated as an exemplary figure in every science of knowledge, and who is described to be the most significant exponent of the Sunni doctrine and madhab. This great Imam and genius of Islam was born in year 164 AH in a very poor family in Baghdad. Shortly after his birth, his father had left this world. Himself, he says, لَمْ أَرَ أَبِي وَلَا جَدِّي. I did not see my father, nor have I seen my grandfather. Thus, he grew up as an orphan in the custody of his mother. At the age of 15, he began attending the durus and the lectures of the senior ulama and scholars who lived in Iraq. And shortly thereafter, he began to travel to various towns and cities and countries to pursue his career and specialize in the science of hadith. He was so engrossed in his studies, preoccupied all the time, that he only got married at the age of 40. For 40 years or 30 years of his life, or 25 years of his life, he was busy, occupied, acquiring the knowledge of hadith from various ulama and scholars from across the globe. He is generally praised amongst the ulama and scholars for two things. Number one, his deep research in the science of hadith and his service to this field of hadith through his books, his compilations and his teachings. One of his most famous compilations is his Musnad, that is known as Musnadul Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, that contains thousands of ahadith and narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, that he collected from ulama and scholars from across the globe. And this is one of the specialities and salient features of this kitab, that it contains a hadith of ulama from across the globe. Unlike the compilations that were authored prior to his time, that were focused more on the ahadith and narrations of ulama of a particular country or a particular town. But his kitab and compilation was very vast, very universal. It contained thousands of ahadith and narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, he commented on various chains of transmission and various ahadith and narrations, either grading it either as sahih, authentic, or da'if and weak, which made it very easy for those coming after him to come to know the status of various ahadith and narrations by relying upon the statements of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah in this regard. Imam Abu Zur'a rahimahullah mentions regarding his remarkable and phenomenal memory that he had memorized nothing less than 1 million ahadith and narrations. 1 million ahadith, and it's clearly proven, this is the view of Abu Zur'a rahimahullah. Likewise, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, he's also praised for his courage and zeal to combat the various challenges that were prevalent in his time, to break the back of falsehood and batil, to defend the haqq and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During his time, the Khalifa had made a public statement supporting the Mu'tazili view and dogma of the Quran being created. This was a great fitna of the Mu'tazila and this deviated group, who were of the view that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created, that the Qur'an is a creation of Allah. And this view contradicts the view of the orthodox doctrine and the Sunni madhab, that the Qur'an and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that contains the direct speech of Allah, is eternal and uncreated. Al-Qur'anu ghayra makhluq. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be created. Since the speech of Allah is regarded as an attribute, a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is there from eternity. So when the Khalifa made this public statement supporting the view of this deviated group, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah courageously stood up to fight this fitna, and he opposed this view and the statement of the Khalifa. No sooner he was imprisoned in the prisons of Iraq, and he was brutally punished and severely persecuted. According to some ulama, he would be lashed and whooped 160 times every day. It is mentioned that as you'd be whooped and lashed, you would fall unconscious. These soldiers would get him up, and they would continue beating him and persecuting him in this way. But despite all of this, he never retracted his statement or take back his word. He kept to it, standing firm on the haqq. They would force him to make rujoo and retract his statement, but he refused to do so. All this torture in the prison did not even deter him from exerting himself in ibadah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that as soon as he was imprisoned, and he remained in the prison for 2 years, 4 months, throughout, during his entire stay, he would observe fast every day. This means he fasted for 2 years, 4 months consecutively. And in the entire night, he would be busy engaged in tahajjud, despite all this torture and harm. Himself, he says, once, whilst I was in the prison, I fell unconscious on the floor. And as I fell on the floor, he says, my hand touched some water on the ground. And I realized that this was water. It was very moist. So immediately I performed wudu. And after I regained my consciousness, I continued engaging in salah and tahajjud. His son says, ulama writes regarding him, that he was so severely tortured and persecuted and harmed in the prison, that after he was taken out of the prison, he became very thin and weak, very lean, that he was unable to maintain that level of ibadah that he was doing prior to being imprisoned. What was his ibadah? Lesson for you and I. Before he was imprisoned, he would perform 300 rakats of nafil salah at night. After he was imprisoned, because of that torture, that persecution, that beating up and lashed and whooped, he was unable to maintain that level. And therefore he reduced it to 150 rakats of nafil salah every day. His son Abdullah says, my father used to make 2 khatams of the Quran every week, one at night, one during the day. He says, once I saw my father going into a very dark room. So I followed him, I entered that room. I saw him sitting in the middle of the room and he was crying and weeping very bitterly. I told him, ya abati, ma yubki, why are you crying so much? Look at his response. أَخَافُ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ وَحَالِي بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. What can I say? I fear death. And I fear what will be my condition after I leave this world. This was the concern of these ulama. All the time they were concerned about how they're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His son then tells him, okay, at least take some support. Sit against the wall. Recline against the wall and take some support. You're so thin, you're so weak. He says, إِنِّي أَسْتَحْيِي أَنْ أُنَاجِيَ رَبِّي وَأَنَا مُسْتَنِدٌ إِلَى الْجِدَارِ. I feel ashamed, embarrassed to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while taking support, reclining on a wall. This was his strong ta'alluk and bond and the love he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went through great difficulty and hardship during his life. But despite all of this, he kept to the haqq and he always opposed batil and the various challenges that were prevalent in that time. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, when he traveled to Baghdad, upon his return from Baghdad, he said, مَا خَلَّفْتُ. I did not leave behind in Baghdad anyone more pious, more Allah conscious than Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. This was the piety and the taqwa of this great genius of Islam. He had many marvelous and noble qualities, but two qualities really stood out in his life. One was his zuhd in this world. Ulama say, zahida an a'yunin nas wa an amwalin nas. He was a zahid, an ascetic. He did not worry about the materials of this world. He was born as a pauper. He lived as a pauper. And he died and passed away and left this world as a faqir. He chose to live as a pauper in this world. People would offer him great amount of wealth. They would offer him their farms, their orchards, their gardens. But he refused to accept any of the offers and gifts. He naturally was inclined towards living a very simple and humble life in this world. And the other thing he kept himself away from the pockets of the people and from the eyes of the people. He did not promote his ibadah or advertise and make it known to everyone who he is, what is his real status in this world. He wasn't worried and concerned whether people mocked at him, people laughed at him, or they loved him, respected him, or whether they hated him. He was only concerned about his ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second quality that really stood out in his life was his sabr, and his patience, his endurance, his tolerance. He exercised a lot of patience in his life. Even out of the prison, he had to undergo great difficulty. He was banned for some time from socializing with people from his society, from interacting with them. He had to stay alone and be aloof from the rest of his society. But despite all of this, he continued persevering, making effort for the deen and for this sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be uplifted on the surface of this earth. A lot more can be said about this great Imam of Islam. The lesson for you and I is to try and change our lives and try and follow these people. Of course, we're not asked to change overnight and try and become like these scholars overnight. But at least take one step closer to their lives. If they are 100 steps above us, at least every year in the month of Ramadan, we take one step, one step, one step. Inshallah, a time will come in our life where we'll come close to their heights and levels. But if we sit back and we say, it's too difficult for us to follow them, then we'll sit and we'll remain where we are. We won't go any further. If we just take one step up and we'll come somewhere close to them, inshallah, one day in our life. This great Imam of Islam passed away in year 241 in Iraq on the day of Jumu'ah at the age of 77. And a huge gathering, a very huge assembly were present for his janazah. Allama Bayhaqi rahimahullah reports that the Amir of the town, the mayor of the town, had ordered someone to go and estimate the number of those who have attended his janazah. When they estimated the number of the crowd and assembly, it was nothing less than 1,300,000. And according to another narration, 1,700,000 people attended his janazah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill his qabr al-nur, to grant us the true understanding of deen, and to help us understand and realize who is our real role models in our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء، ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات الزاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rooh Sharif should be recited every single day of our life. And of course on a Friday a person increases the Rooh Sharif. There shouldn't be a day that goes past that we haven't sent durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallam sacrificed his life for us. Cried and cried for you and I. It's a very Mubarak night tonight. Again, as I mentioned, this is our last chance to get the odd night of the last 10 odd nights. Perhaps tonight, maybe Laylatul Qadr, Allah knows best. If it is Laylatul Qadr, may Allah Ta'ala grant us Laylatul Qadr. May Allah not deprive any one of us. Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. What a beautiful month has gone. It is so difficult to bid farewell when you become attached to this Mubarak month. Allah Ta'ala gave us beautiful days. May Allah Ta'ala accept every single ibadah that was taken place throughout the four corners of the world. Again, when you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the name of Allah in the most beautiful way. Ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The might of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah. Allah Ta'ala fill our hearts with His love and muhabbat. Allah give us the true muhabbat and ishq, that attachment with Allah. We just heard of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, and we heard about all the four Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi. Great Imams. The ishq and muhabbat they had for Allah and Rasulullah. It's unbelievable. We heard those incidents. The awliya of the past used to address the Mughal kings. And they would tell them, if only know what we have in our heart. In other words, the marifat of Allah, the noor of Allah, the love of Allah. You will fight us with your swords to snatch away this.
Outwardly, the person is a poor person. He's a beggar. He's a pauper. But he has the recognition of Allah. He's got a special bond with Allah. People may not recognize who he is, but he's recognized by Allah and the angels. May Allah give us his true muhabbat. May Allah make our tongues moist with dhikr.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا الله، you are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. We cannot truly praise you, my Allah. All praise belongs only to you, my Allah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika al-Mustafa, khayri al-khalqi kullihimi. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، وجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا الله، ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله in this Mubarak night forgive us now my Allah. يا الله this is the last chance we have now my Allah. يا الله you give us health my Allah. You give us life my Allah. You brought us into this masjid my Allah. It is only through your kindness, your fadl my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this crowd that has come here today, the ulama, huffaz, masoom children sitting, young little boys sitting here, my Allah. At this part of the night, my Allah. Elderly people, my Allah. People making itikaf, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters sitting at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, raham farma, my Allah. Ya Allah, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum ikrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, we confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, we surrender before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you're not going to forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we stand no chance, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we'll be doomed, my Allah. The whole Ramadan had come, you'll go by, my Allah. And us not forgiven, my Allah. My Allah, Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you, my Allah. You are too kind, my Allah. You are too loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, my Allah. Your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Your names are so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Kareem, my Allah. You are Afu. You are Rahman and Rahim. Ya Allah, you love to forgive.
Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. We are begging you, my Allah. We are not turning to any other person, my Allah. Nobody else can forgive us besides you, my Allah. We have done wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made zulam upon ourselves. Zalamna anfusana. Zalamna anfusana. Wa illam tughfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, if you are not going to show mercy to us, then we will be amongst the losers, my Allah. Allah, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made the same dua. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam tughfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, we are making the same dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at some sincere person sitting here, my Allah. Some sincere person who has raised his hand to her hands, my Allah. The masoom children who are sitting here, my Allah. Elderly people with white beards, my Allah. Ya Allah, that sinful person who is sincere in his tawbah tonight, my Allah. Because of his tawbah being accepted, my Allah, by you, accept our tawbah also, my Allah. Allah, don't deprive us now, my Allah. Allah, Ramadan is coming to an end now, my Allah. You alone know best when it will be Eid, my Allah. Allah, there's no more odd nights to come now. It's finished, my Allah. If Laylatul Qadr has passed by, then don't have made us amongst those who are deprived, my Allah. If tonight is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, grant it to us. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma arzuqna Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma arzuqna Laylatul Qadr. اللهم لا تحرمنا اللهم لا تحرمنا اللهم لا تجعلنا من الأشقياء في شهر رمضان اللهم لا تجعلنا من المحرومين لا تجعلنا من المحرومين لا تجعلنا من المطرودين لا تجعلنا من الخاسرين. Ya Allah, we are looking at your door, my Allah. There is no other person whose name we can take tonight, my Allah. There is no other person's name we can take any time in our life, my Allah. Because there is no other Allah. La ilaha illa anta. La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we have been witness, my Allah. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. You've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah. Nobody is equal to you, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you. The heavens belong to you. The skies belong to you. The earth belong to you. The mountains, the oceans, the plants, the insects, the animals, human beings, angels, jinnat. The world belongs to you. Akhirat belongs to you. Dunya is yours. Jannat you have created. Jahannam you have created. Your arsh is yours, kursi is yours, everything is yours. Malik al-Mulk, Ya Allah, you are the king of all kings, my Allah. You are the one who gives izzat, my Allah. Izzat is in your hands, zillat is in your hands. Ya Allah, wealth is in your hands. You give who you wish, my Allah. You take away from who you wish, my Allah. Ya Allah, sickness is in your hands. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. You have got knowledge of every single thing, my Allah. You are the one who provides for every makhluk of yours, my Allah. Ya mayyara ma fi dhamiri wa yasma'u anta al-mu'addu li kulli ma yutawakka'u. يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع يا من خزائن رزقه في قولكن أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع ما لي سوى فقر إليك وسيلة فبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع ما لي سوى قرع لبابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع. يا الله, we are knocking at your doors tonight, my Allah. If you are not going to open your doors, my Allah, show us whose door can we knock at, my Allah. If you chase us away tonight, my Allah, Ya Allah, there is no more Ramadan now, my Allah. We will have to wait for another whole year, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us many more Ramadan with good health, life, and condition that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, but this Ramadan before it terminates, my Allah, if you're going to close your doors, my Allah, where do we go, my Allah? Ya Allah, a dog that is hungry goes from one butcher. If it stays away from there, it goes to the next butcher, my Allah. Until finally a bone is chucked at it, my Allah. Ya Allah, our condition is worse than dogs, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have done too many wrongs, my Allah. Our hearts have become blackened, my Allah. Our amal is absolutely weak, my Allah. Our masjid is no longer abad, my Allah. Ummah Ummat has become disunited, my Allah. Ummat has become engrossed in dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, our life begins in the morning with sin, my Allah. We sleep at night with sin, my Allah. The entire day with our busy with our cell phones watching haram, my Allah. Chatting haram, my Allah. Our eyes have become napak. Our ears have become napak. Our hearts have become filthy, my Allah. Our limbs have become filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have turned away from the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our hearts have become void of your ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are dealing in haram, my Allah. In usury and interest, my Allah. In riba, my Allah. Ya Allah, what time is being wasted in casting lustful glances in haram, my Allah. Our heart has become infested with spiritual maladies, my Allah. With anger, with pride, with malice, with all types of filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. We know that you have become naraz with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn away your merciful glance from us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the condition of the ummat right now, my Allah. Ya Allah, it has come to such an end, my Allah. People are chastising the Muslims, my Allah. Persecuting the Musliman. Ya Allah, torturing our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. So many Muslim sisters are languishing in prison, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are innocent, my Allah. They are innocent, my Allah. And nobody can do anything for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many brothers are languishing in prisons. The only sin is that they stood up for haq, my Allah. Ya Allah, they proclaim your oneness, my Allah. Ya Allah, the children haven't seen the faces, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Release them, my Allah. Make Islam come strong again, my Allah. Make us show the disbelievers, the non-Muslims, my Allah, that Islam is a peace-loving religion. Ya Allah, we want to save mankind. We want to save ourselves and mankind from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. This is our concern that they must go into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have no other motives and purposes, my Allah. Ya Allah, create, make Islam strong again. Make it flourish, my Allah. We have read in the Kitab, the time will come that Islam will come into every home, my Allah. Every hut, my Allah. Every house and every dwelling, my Allah. Let that time come now, my Allah. Ya Allah, let that time come, my Allah. Bring us onto Sirat Mustaqim, my Allah. Shaitan and nafs has deviated us, my Allah. They have pushed us far away, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your raham, my Allah. Only your karam, my Allah. You bring us back onto sirat mustaqim. Keep us on sirat mustaqim. Give us istiqamat, my Allah. Give us taqwa, my Allah. Give us happiness, my Allah. Give us bliss, my Allah. Protect the ummat, my Allah. Unite the ummat, my Allah. Unite the ummat, my Allah. Unite the Arab countries, my Allah. Unite every Muslim country, my Allah. Unite every Muslim in this world, my Allah. Husband and wife, unite them. Parents and children, unite them. Brothers and sisters, unite them, my Allah. Unite our musallis, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite every single person, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sami' and Basir, my Allah. You are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. You know what is happening, my Allah. You are not blind to what's happening, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are seeing everything, my Allah. We are not questioning your wisdom. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we accept whatever condition you are sending, my Allah. All we are asking you, my Allah, for raham now, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qur, yaqeen, your dhaar. Give us a sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be in good company, my Allah. Give us the understanding of Quran and Sunnah, my Allah. Make us abide by the Sharia, my Allah. Make us be righteous people now, my Allah. Make us be kind-hearted, my Allah. Make us be loving people, my Allah. Make us hayyin layyin, my Allah. Give us humility, my Allah. Don't make us become arrogant and proud people, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram, my Allah. Keep us only towards halal. Make us only earn halal, my Allah. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Make us use our wealth in correct places, my Allah. Don't make us engage in israf, my Allah. Don't make us have lavish parties, my Allah, and lavish functions, my Allah, and lavish wedding functions, my Allah. Allah, you are getting naraz then, my Allah. Allah, make us understand that you have mentioned, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those who are extravagant and waste and squander their wealth, they are the brothers powers of shayateen. Ya Allah, protect us. Give us the faham of deen. Give us the tafakkuh fi deen. Ya Allah, grant us hikmat, my Allah. Make noor come out from our tongues, my Allah. Ya Allah, make noor be in our hearts, my Allah. Make noor in our limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, any single ummati in the world, my Allah, who's being persecuted mercilessly, my Allah, you remove the persecution, my Allah. Our young children, my Allah, especially in Syria, my Allah, and different other countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no home, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of that, my Allah. They've got no clothing, my Allah. They hardly got any shelter, my Allah. Some tent that is just pitched up for them, my Allah. In winter conditions, my Allah. In difficult conditions, my Allah. There are no proper toilet facilities for them even, my Allah. Ya Allah, those masoom children stand in a line, my Allah. Just to get one sweet, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, yet they smile at the person who's giving them, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, our children have so much. Still they don't make qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Guide our children, my Allah. Guide our youth, my Allah. Make them be shining stars, my Allah. Make them become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them naik and salih, my Allah. Make them have a good taqdeer, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah. They will be the future flag bearers of deen, my Allah. Protect our deen in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us security and safety in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us peace, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, listen to us, my Allah. Ya sami'a kulli najwa. Ya Allah, you listen to every person, my Allah. You are that Allah who listens to a dumb and deaf person to even. A dumb person who can't speak, my Allah. No voice comes out. No words come out. But my Allah, you listen to his dua. Ya Allah, you have said, ud'uni astajib lakum. Call me, I will answer you. Ya Allah, we are calling you now, my Allah. We are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight make the first of hidayat for us, my Allah. Before we stand up from this gathering, my Allah, tell your angels to declare, my Allah, that this gathering has been forgiven, my Allah. And our bad deeds have turned into good deeds, my Allah. Because we are chosen servants now, my Allah. We can't be Anbiya. Nabi Kareem Thomas Khatamun Nabeen. We can't be Sahaba. Ya Allah, make us your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, the doors of wilayat are not closed, my Allah. Even though we're not deserving, my Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah. No matter how bad we may be, my Allah, for you to change us at this moment, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible, my Allah. Ya Allah, you tell us, what can we do, my Allah? We are trying and we are falling down, my Allah. We are failing miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will never lose hope in you, my Allah. We will never lose hope in you, my Allah. You are our Raja. You are our only hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity on these brothers here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who are sick here who are sitting, my Allah. There are people at home or not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq of ta'at now, my Allah. Make it be a turning point in our life. Make the fast of hidayat now, my Allah. Make the fast of maghfirat, my Allah. Include us in the list of your friends, my Allah. Include us, my Allah. Ya Allah, even if you're not on the top of the list, even if we're at the bottom of your list, my Allah, but it is in your list, my Allah. That is all we're asking, my Allah. One glance of your mercy, my Allah. One glance of your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are enemies of deen, my Allah, enemies of the Muslims who are harming the Musalman, Ya Allah, grant them hidayat, change their lives, my Allah. Put softness in their heart. My life, hidayat is not written for them, my Allah. And they're obstinate, my Allah. They have become tyrants, my Allah. Then you take care, my Allah. Ya Allah, you sort them out, my Allah. خُذْهُمْ أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. Ya Allah, raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, grant us all our needs, my Allah. Oh, brothers and sisters, they have different hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well away, my Allah. Somebody's got a social problem, domestic problem, financial problem, my Allah. Somebody is depressed, my Allah. Somebody is suffering from waswasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got cancer, young children, my Allah. Oh. Ya Allah, people have got different diseases, illnesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah, even tonight somebody passed away, my Allah, grant him maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. If anyone is suffering from any azab of qabr, remove that azab of qabr. grant the family sabre jameel, my Allah. There are so many widows at home, my Allah. There's nobody to see to their needs. Make us the means of helping all the poor and the orphans and the weak. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good work, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good work, my Allah. Don't make us just hoard our wealth for ourselves. Don't make us become misers, my Allah. Make us generous people, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who need so much of assistance, my Allah. Use us now, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen. Make us keys to good, my Allah. Make us locks to evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become keys to evil and locks to good, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. So many a youngster comes. Ya Allah, so many youngster rides. Young boys and young girls, they have become addicts, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is so hard to believe that they drink wine and alcohol and beer. Oh, my Allah. Exactly what Rasulullah had mentioned in hadith is taking place. Help them, guide them. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. We can't guide them even, my Allah, the day of Qiyamah. Don't catch us, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring the youth to the masjid, my Allah. Make this masjid be filled with youth, my Allah. Make us the means of the hidayat, my Allah. They're going to haram, my Allah. They're not being led by the right people, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, protect them. Ya Allah, they've made a mistake, my Allah. They've made a mistake, my Allah. Nothing is impossible. Rehab may fail, my Allah. The rehab may fail, my Allah. You never fail, my Allah. You are not ajiz, my Allah. You're not ajiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide a woman for, give them hidayat, my Allah. Give them chastity, my Allah. Make them understand the importance of hijab, my Allah. Ya Allah, new things are coming out, my Allah, indeed, my Allah. Ya Allah, new fabrications, my Allah. New things and ideas, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Make us be on hidayat, my Allah. Make us become hadin, mahdiyin. Make us be on the right path and make us guide others to come onto the right path. Don't make us be astray and cause others to be astray, my Allah. And the day of Qiyamah, don't catch us, my Allah. And give us the scissors of fire because we just preach, but we didn't practice, my Allah. Make us be practicing on our ilm, my Allah. Give us ilm nafi, beneficial knowledge, and give us tawfiq of making amal, my Allah. With ikhlas, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us sincerity, whatever we do, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our elderly people, my Allah. Ya Allah, they made sacrifices for us in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to respect our elders and our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people who requested du'as, my Allah. Grant them all the jais murads, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have got different hajat, Ya Allah. Fulfill our hajat and our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-hajat, Ya Dafi al-baliyat, Ya Hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيم فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها من رحمة من سواك يا الله كي مضبوط المدينة الشريف بني الجنة البقي كرانة الشفاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله ينو الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله بني من جزوان ما يا الله And the day of Qiyamah, make us be right close to him, my Allah. Make him be smiling at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is our desire to just embrace our beloved Rasulullah. Make us be, Ya Allah, with the Sahaba Ikram, radiallahu anhu, ajma'in, my Allah. Make us enter into Jannat in the company of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, make us enter into Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Our friends, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our relatives, our mashayikh, our ustads, our students, my Allah. Our musallis, especially of this masjid, Ya Allah. All those who are listening to this program, my Allah. Protect all of us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah s.a.w. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever programs have taken place, will take place, accept it. Grant us ikhlas. Ya Allah, we are fake, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have no sincerity, my Allah. All your pious friends, one after another, you have taken them away, the good people, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those who are the evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect us from Dajjal, my Allah. If Dajjal appears now, my Allah, you make a way hifazat, my Allah. Make us be in the group of Hazrat Mahdi and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. If we are, have left this world, our progeny, my Allah, keep them on the right path, my Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolest of wise. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, my Allah. Use them for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbuliyat, my Allah. Use our students for your deen, my Allah. Grant them ikhlas, my Allah. Make them be the best of students, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them ilm, ilm nafi', my Allah. Ya Allah, give them tawfiq of amal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the tarbiyat correctly also, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many young youth, ya Allah, who are wishing to get married, my Allah. They're looking for suitable partners. There are so many young sisters, my Allah. Their age is catching up with them now, my Allah. As yet, no suitable proposal has come for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them the right spouse, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them, ya Allah. Give them a pious and righteous life full of happiness, my Allah. So many are married, have got no children. Grant them pious children, my Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرْوَةَ أَعْيُنُ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, the last few days, day or hours that are left, my Allah. Make it be, ya Allah, the best of Ramadan, my Allah. Full of your maghfirat, your marifat, your nur. Ya Allah, the day of Eid also, make it be a joyous occasion. Ya Allah, in your ita'at, ita'at of Rasulullah, and especially after Eid, my Allah. Keep us firm in deen, istiqamat. Make this masjid and all our masajid full for every salat, my Allah. Make us establish salat. Don't make us be amongst those who are hypocrites, my Allah. That we only made ibadat in the month of Ramadan. Now we go back to our television, we go back to our haram. We just don't care. Azan is taking place and we still sit at home. Oh, my Allah, bring all of us to the masjid, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.